Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take your sources, articles, research, and our own notes and really try to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge or insight. Have you ever been deep in development, testing an email feature maybe, and then accidentally spammed your whole team with test subject messages?
Oh yeah, been there.
Or maybe spent hours trying to figure out why an email looked just perfect on your machine, but then completely broke in, you know, a user's actual inbox. Today, we're diving into a tool that promises to cut through exactly that kind of complexity. But before we dive right in, just a quick word from our supporter. This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of hosting software like MailPit, the tool we're discussing today, and they actively support you in your digital transformation journey. You can find more information over at www.safeserver.de. They really do help make these deep dives possible. Okay, so our mission today is to make understanding email and SMTP testing really easy, especially if you're just beginning your journey in software development. We're looking at a pretty powerful tool called MailPit, and we're drawing all our insights from its GitHub repository and its official website.
That's precisely the plan. Yeah, the sources really highlight MailPit as, well, small, fast, low memory, importantly, zero dependency. And multi-platform. It's an email testing tool, but it also has a robust API designed specifically for developers. Think of it not just as like another tool, but as your crucial safe sandbox for emails. It lets you perfect your communication without any of those real-world mishaps we were just talking about.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit, especially for a beginner. What exactly is MailPit at its core? And why is a tool like this so, well, necessary in the sometimes tricky world of software development?
What's really fascinating here is its core function. It acts as a local SMTP server. Now, for anyone new to this, an SMTP server is basically like a digital post office for sending emails. But MailPit's clever twist is that it's a fake post office, just for your development environment. It intercepts, it scoops up every single email sent by your application during development, holds onto them, and then serves them up in this really slick, intuitive web interface where you can dissect and test every single one. Crucially, this stops any of your test emails from ever leaving your machine and hitting real recipients.
Wow, okay. That capability sounds like it instantly gets rid of one of the biggest headaches for, well, pretty much any developer, right? I mean, I've definitely sent my share of unintentional testing 123 emails over the years to colleagues or just my own inbox cluttering things up. Can you tell us a bit more about the real-world consequences of not having a tool like this beyond just, you know, a messy inbox?
It really is all about creating that safe, controlled environment. Without something like MailPit, you're constantly sort of walking this tightrope. You're either using real email services and risking accidental spam, or maybe worse.
Right.
Or you're manually checking log files, maybe, and just hoping your email structure is correct, which is really inefficient. And our sources also mentioned that MailPit was inspired by an older tool, MailHog, which isn't actively maintained anymore. That tells us there was a real ongoing need in the dev community for something modern, something actively developed in this space.
MailPit really steps in to provide this comprehensive suite of tools for robust email quality assurance, making sure that when your application finally sends a real email, it's not just delivered, but it actually looks good and works perfectly. Okay, so we've got MailPit's core purpose down, why it's such a vital sandbox. But it feels like it offers quite a bit more than just, you know, catching emails. When we look at the features listed in the sources, what are the real power tools in MailPit's toolkit? The things that truly make a difference for someone learning the ropes?
Yeah, definitely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, MailPit is really built from the ground up for simplicity and efficiency. That's a huge benefit for anyone starting out. First off, it runs entirely from a single static binary, or via Docker containers. Now, what that means in plain language is it's incredibly easy to get up and running. No complex dependencies that often trip up new developers. You download one file, basically, or run one simple Docker command, and you're pretty much set.
That's fantastic. Fewer headaches with setup means more time actually developing. And the web interface you mentioned, that sounds like where the real interaction happens.
The modern web UI is definitely where you interact with it, yeah. And it's designed to be very user-friendly. You can view your captured emails in all sorts of formats. There's a nicely formatted HTML view, obviously. But you can also dive into the highlighted HTML source, or just plain text, examine all the headers, which can be important for debugging, and even see the raw source if you need to get really deep into how it's constructed.
Okay.
It handles MIME attachments perfectly. Those are basically how files like images or PDFs get included in emails. And it even displays image thumbnails right there in the interface so you can quickly confirm your logos or attached images are showing up correctly. Plus, for more advanced setups, it does have optional HTTPS and authentication for security.
And what about the real-time updates? That sounds super helpful for live testing.
Oh, yeah. It uses WebSockets for real-time updates. So as soon as a new email hits MailPip, boom, it instantly appears in your browser interface. No need to keep hitting refresh.
Nice.
And it can even give you optional browser notifications. So you know immediately when a new email has been intercepted. I mean, think about it, right? In the past, debugging emails often meant send, check logs, maybe refresh an inbox, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, tedious.
This instant feedback isn't just convenient. It fundamentally speeds up your iteration cycle. You can tweak your email designs or logic and see the result almost immediately. It shifts debugging from being a chore to this dynamic, fast feedback loop.
That's a really great point. It makes the whole development process feel much more fluid, doesn't it?
Okay, so beyond just viewing emails, you mentioned things like an HTML check and a spam check. For someone just starting out, why are these particular checks so critical before an email even leaves the development environment? These are absolutely vital, yeah. MailPip goes beyond just capturing emails. It actively helps you ensure your emails actually look good everywhere and, importantly, don't get flagged as spam. It has an HTML check built in that can test and score mail client compatibility. This is crucial because, as you know, an email can look completely different in Gmail versus Outlook versus Apple Mail.
Oh, definitely. The bane of email developers.
Exactly. So this helps catch those inconsistencies early. There's also an integrated link checker for all the links and images in your message, making sure every clickable part actually works and goes somewhere.
That's handy. Broken links look unprofessional.
Right. And for the critical spam factor, it has a spam check feature that uses a running spam assassin server. This helps you identify if your email content or headers might trigger spam filters before you ever send it to a real user. You can even generate screenshots of the HTML messages directly from the web UI and toggle between desktop, mobile, and tablet previews to ensure your emails are truly responsive.
Wow.
So no more sending test emails to 5 different devices just to check the layout.
Okay, you're saying it's incredibly comprehensive for making sure emails are pretty much perfect before they go out to a customer? That alone sounds like it saves hours of tedious work. And for those aiming for more advanced testing, maybe integrating this into automated workflows, what about that chaos feature or the API?
Right, the chaos feature. It isn't just about breaking things randomly. It's about building resilience into your application.
Mm.
The key insight here, especially for beginners, is that real-world applications will encounter unexpected errors. Networks drop, servers glitch, things go wrong.
True.
MailPip lets you safely simulate these failures by enabling configurable SMTP errors. So you can proactively design your application to handle them gracefully, rather than just crashing unexpectedly when something goes wrong in production. It's about building more robust software from day one.
Kind of like practicing for problems.
Exactly. And for automated integration testing, which is a huge part of modern development, there's a robust REST API. This means you can programmatically send emails to MailPip, retrieve them, inspect their content, check headers, all as part of your automated test suite. There's also an optional webhook for receive messages. This can trigger external processes, maybe notify another system, seamlessly integrating email testing directly into your continuous integration or CI workflows.
So it's definitely not just a viewer. It's a full-fledged testing suite that can even be automated.
Got it. Any other standout features that make it, you know, a developer's best friend?
Absolutely. For message management, it actually includes a POP3 server.
POP3. Why would a beginner care about that?
Well, it means you can actually download captured messages directly into your regular email client, like Outlook or Apple Mail or Thunderbird, just as if they came from a real server.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, this is incredibly useful. If you want to test how your emails truly render and behave within the specific email client your users might be using, it offers an even more realistic testing environment beyond just the web UI. It also supports message tagging. You can tag emails manually in the UI or automatically using filtering rules or plus addressing.
Plus addressing, like mymail plus tag at example.com.
Exactly like that. It's fantastic for organizing and finding specific test emails later, especially if your app sends different types of emails. And crucially, it's incredibly fast at storing and processing messages. The sources say it can handle 100 to 200 emails per second easily.
Wow.
And it automatically prunes old messages by default. It keeps the most recent 500, which ensures performance stays really snappy, even if your application sends a ton of emails during testing.
Okay, performance is key. But what if you do want to send some of those captured emails on, maybe to a real person for a final review or something?
Good question. MailPip offers SMTP relaying. This lets you take a captured message, one you've inspected, and then resend it via a different external SMTP server, like your actual company server or Gmail. You can even set up an optional allow list for recipients, so you only relay emails to specific approved addresses, like only to the QA team's inbox, for example.
Ah, so controlled forwarding.
Right. And beyond that, it also supports just general SMTP forwarding, which can automatically send all captured messages to predefined external email addresses via an external server. So you could have your test emails not just captured, but also automatically forwarded to, say, a specific testing inbox for review by others.
This sounds like a truly indispensable tool for anyone involved in software development, from total novices to seasoned pros, it seems. So for our listener who might be just getting started and thinking, okay, I want to try this, what's the absolute easiest way to install MailPit and start using it?
MailPit is designed for incredibly easy installation across multiple platforms. Again, perfect for beginners. If you're on a Mac, you probably have Homebrew. It's super simple. Just type brew install MailPit in your terminal. That's it.
Nice.
And to have it run automatically in the background when you start your Mac, you then just type brew services start MailPit. Mm-hmm. For Linux and Mac users, there's also a simple installation script you can just run from the command line. The instructions are right there on the website. And for Windows, Linux, and Mac users who maybe prefer not to use package managers, there are static binaries available. You just download the right file for your system, put it somewhere, and run it directly.
Okay.
And of course, as we mentioned, there are widely used multi-architecture Docker images available. If you're comfortable with Docker, that's a very popular and straightforward way to deploy tools like this in a contained environment.
So lots of options depending on your comfort level and operating system. Seems like they've made it really accessible. Once it's installed and running, how do you actually tell your application to send emails to MailPit instead of, say, out to Gmail or your corporate email server?
Right. This is the key connection. MailPit's web UI, where you view the emails, listens by default on http.0.0.0.8025. So you can usually access that interface just by opening http.localhost.8025 in your web browser.
Okay.
And the SMTP port, which is where your application needs to send the emails, is listening on port 1025, specifically 0.0.0.1025. So the crucial step is configuring your sending application, whether it's PHP, Python, Node.js, Java, whatever you're building, to deliver its mail through MailPit's SMTP port.
So change the settings in my app's code or config file.
Exactly. It usually means changing just one or two settings in your application's email configuration, where you'd normally put the address of your real SMTP server, like smtp.gmail.com or whatever. You'd simply put localhost as the host. And where you'd put the port number, like 587 or 465 for real service, you'd put 1025.
Got it. Host, localhost, port. 2035.
That's usually it. It's a quick switch that immediately redirects all your application's test emails directly into MailPit for inspection instead of letting them escape out onto the real internet.
That's a really powerful capability for configuring your application. Now, I noticed the sources also mentioned it can act as a substitute for SendMail. SendMail is kind of a cornerstone for many system-generated emails, especially on Linux systems. How does MailPit manage to integrate with something like that, which is often quite deeply embedded in an application's infrastructure?
Yeah, this is where it gets really convenient for certain types of applications, especially those running on Linux or similar systems.
Mm-hmm.
MailPit can act as a direct stand-in for the SendMail command. For those unfamiliar, SendMail is often the default mailman program, the mail transfer agent, or MTA, on many Unix-like systems. It's the behind-the-scenes program that lots of applications and system services use to send automated messages like error reports or notifications.
Right, like system alerts.
Exactly. By configuring MailPit to act like SendMail, you can simply tell your entire system, or specific applications that rely on the SendMail command, to send all their emails to MailPit instead of trying to send them out to the real world via the actual SendMail program. This can simplify setup immensely for complex applications or for just capturing all emails generated by a server during development or testing without having to reconfigure every single application individually.
Wow. Okay. What an incredible deep dive into MailPit. It's really clear this tool isn't just about, you know, catching emails. It's about providing this comprehensive and, importantly, incredibly beginner-friendly environment for testing, for quality assurance, and really just gaining confidence in your application's email functionality, which, let's face it, can often be a tricky part of development.
It truly simplifies what can be a complex part of the development process, and it empowers you, the developer, to ensure your emails are delivered correctly, they look great, and they behave exactly as you expect them to, all within that safe, controlled sandbox. It definitely removes a lot of the anxiety around email testing and debugging.
So, thinking about our listeners, what does this all mean for you? Whether you're a seasoned developer or maybe just writing your very first lines of code that involve sending an email, how does having access to a robust and accessible tool like MailPit change your perspective on debugging or on refining the user experience in your applications, especially when it comes to critical communication like email? And maybe it makes you think what other behind-the-scenes tools are actually crucial for app development. Tools we might not always think about until we desperately need them. Something to ponder. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We really hope you feel much more informed now and maybe even ready to explore MailPit yourself. And that safe, controlled environment we discussed is exactly what tools like MailPit provide, allowing developers to focus on building great things. A big thank you once again to our supporter, SafeServer, for making these deep dives possible and for helping you in your digital transformation. Remember, you can find more information at www.safeserver.de. Until next time.